Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Well, 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 welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners. However you've decided to spend the hour with us, we are really, really glad to have you. And I know I've been away for a couple weeks, so I'm welcome back to the show, and I'm glad you were here last week. And tonight, we're going to be talking to a very special woman who's doing some really amazing things. Because wouldn't you like to have more sexy, more healthy, more wealthy in your life? And sometimes I've heard from a lot of different people that one of the best ways to do that is by empowering the women in your life to have those things, to push those changes forward in life. So with that, there's a really, really lovely event coming on Sunday, May the 29th, and it's going to be at the Centennial Theater, and it's going to be about sexy, healthy, wealthy women. And it's exciting. So even if you're not there yet, I think this is a really good way to get yourself inspired and feeling really good and connecting so you can get your energy flowing with Kim Ananami. You can learn secrets to a sensuous mind with the Inner Bombshell Coach, explore your healthy, sexy hormones with Dr. Anita Tanis, and learn how to live a healthier, happier, more passionate life with Dr. Susan Bialy, and stand in your own power with Sue Dumas, and learn how to boost your energy, lose weight, and stay young with Caroline Sutherland, and culminating with a special guest, Kate Northrup, who will be present on Woman and Wealth. So there's a lot of really good stuff. It's going to be starting at 9 a.m. bright and early, and it's a full day going till 5. And I'm very excited because I've got the founder of this, the visionary of this workshop, Helena Jenico. Jenikin on the show tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit, how did you, what inspired this?
This was inspired through, I think, my learning, my desire to find out how I can be sexier, healthier, and wealthier. And my journey by finding all these people and what they have, what the kind of message they have. A little while ago, I became very clear about my purpose. And my purpose is to connect, inform, and inspire women. And with my background being an event coordinator, I thought, what a better way to do that than create my own event.
And if anybody can do manifestation, I think it's you. Although I've just met you tonight, Yeah, you're an incredible woman, and you've brought together some truly amazing ladies for this, so I think anyone who's coming to this event is going to leave being truly empowered.
It is true. I've had the pleasure of speaking with each and every one of them several times, and our conversations are incredible. I learn something every single time, and it just keeps me going down that path of learning. I want to know more.
What's the demographic of women, do you think, that might be at this conference?
Well, my vision was that they were going to be 35 to 55. But interestingly, I think the 30-year-olds are just as interested in this as the 60-year-olds.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the name Sexy, Healthy, Wealthy Women really applies to all of us. We'd like to be that. And the 30-year-olds, I'm really being intrigued by this, is they're so much further in their confidence in themselves than I was when I was 30 years old. And the women who are 60 are, wait a second, I'm not done yet. I want to learn. I want to be. I want to still live a phenomenal life.
And I think that's so important, just to keep thriving regardless what age we're in. How are you finding the original bracket, the 35 to 50-year-olds, just the response you've been getting so far?
It's been very good, because I think the 35 to 55-year-olds, we're really going through a transition. It's a wide age range, but there's a lot of transition that happens within those years. And your body's changing, your mind's changing, your confidence changing, your sexuality is changing.
And it's really, really important to explore that and see where it's going to lead.
Absolutely. And what a good environment, but with 400-500 women in a theater together. I mean, I think the energy is going to be amazing.
I agree. I think it's really neat. So in regards to starting it off with the sexuality piece, the word sexy, what are your thoughts around that?
The word sexy, I was nervous, first of all, to use it, and then I all of a sudden became very confident. Oh, sexy, healthy, wealthy women. I love it. And I became very comfortable with it. And the interesting thing was, I started presenting the idea, sexy, healthy, wealthy women, and I had a mixture of response. And there was the, wow, that's really great. People's ears really perk up when you say the word sex.
Yes, they do.
And the other way, too, when you say the word sex, some people's ears actually shut down. And that's been the really interesting thing for me to learn, is that there are people that will shut down when they hear that word, and what I've been trying to do is get them to just be a little open to it and maybe take a look and see why they're shutting down when they hear that word.
And why do you think it is? Is it a socioeconomic, or do you think it's more of a multicultural thing in some cases?
I haven't seen the multicultural thing. I think it just is... It's hard to actually judge someone when you're speaking to them and you're looking at them, because you have no idea what their life is all about, what their thought process is. They may be projecting one thing, but inside they're actually someone completely different.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I think the word sexy, I know even with the radio show Sexy in Van City, sometimes I do get that where it's like, oh, you should change the name of your show because it's just too risque. And my response is, well, if you feel sexy, sexy equals confidence in my mind. And I thought it was neat that you'd mentioned just that it makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good. It's so true. And what's great about this sexy, it is the sexy that I have in mind is from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to do with the mind. And our inner bombshell coach, Daniel Kershaw, she's going to talk about that. But then the other is also Kim Anami. She's going to talk about moving that sexual energy in your body. And the interesting thing is, her topic is actually called How to Spice Up Your Love Life Even If You Don't Have One. So that's quite intriguing, I find.
Well, I think it starts with self-love, though. So even if you aren't with someone, it starts with just being able to breathe. I know we've had some people on the show, and I've had Kim on as well, and she's an amazing guest, where sometimes it will start with the breath work and just trying to have a breath practice, which is why one of the things I love about the West Coast ladies is we're into our yoga practice. We really embrace that and really trying to get into our bodies, because it's really hard to be sexy or connect with sexual with anybody if you can't connect with yourself. And it starts with just breathing and actually just physically being present, which I think once you're physically in your body, it's easier to let that energy flow through letting your chi flow and being able to connect, because in that way you are sexy because you're present.
Oh, it's so true. Nothing like a flaky, out there, unconnected person. But when you meet someone who's really grounded and within themselves and strong within themselves and knowing who they are, they got a something. They got a je ne sais quoi.
Very much so. And that's really important, because if you don't, it's not sexy. And then we hear what we hear a lot in Vancouver, which is, you know, is there any men to meet in the city? You know, there's no men to meet in Vancouver. And I hear that over and over again, and there's lots of great guys. But I think sometimes it starts with us. We just need to be really present in our own bodies. Just love us as how we are present day, and just keep moving forward and just realizing if there's things that we're not as crazy about, just to breathe through it, and that it will, as long as we just actually take a look at it right in the eye, you can let go of it eventually, and that will evolve. And it's just energy. It's just stuff.
It's just stuff. It's so true. It's just stuff.
And it can flow through. I'd be curious as well about the inner bombshell, because I know Kim works a lot with the energy. She's a really powerful sex coach with her sexual savant salons. But the inner bombshell, tell me a little bit more about that.
Daniel Kershaw, the inner bombshell coach, when I first started to talk to her, I had a vision of, okay, how do you walk in high heel shoes? How do you put that short skirt on and that low cut top, and that's how you get your inner bombshell? And she's like, no, Helena, you gotta do it. You gotta start in the mind.
Mm.
And she started to talk to me about the things that you can do to create that sensual mind. And she said that her mom was French and that her influence is Sophia Loren.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, Sophia Loren, yeah, she's beautiful, but she's been beautiful and sexy throughout her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? Where does that come from? That comes from the mind.
That's true, because if the mind isn't connected and it starts from there, it's almost like a cognitive approach where if you can change your thought, you can completely change everything. It changes your attitude, it changes your emotions, etc.
Your thinking can change your life. So true. I love this example of how we could be in an argument with someone, mm-hmm. a really intense argument, let's say with your partner or something, and then the phone rings. And you answer and you go, oh, hi, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to call you. How are you? Yeah, I can't talk right now. Okay, I'll get right back to you. Hang up the phone. And you'd start back in that argument.
Mm.
That is, when I heard that, it's like, I make every choice how I'm going to feel. Angry, happy, sexy, not sexy. Mm-hmm. It starts in my mind.
I like that. And some of the stuff, what do you think she's going to be talking about in regards to her speech? Because I'm trying to visualize, because if there's 400 women there, she's not going to be getting them all walking and just kind of getting in their body.
We're actually, what we're going to do is we're going to have her actually do an interactive interview with with our MC, who is Candace Newton. And Candace is a very well-known radio personality in the city, and she's also done a lot of hosting of events. And so she's going to talk with Danielle and ask her some questions. And Danielle's got some questions she's going to sort of pose to the audience. And it's just going to be a little interactive demonstration.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
What's great is Danielle, she's also going to be doing some workshops. So to go more in depth, you can work with Danielle one-on-one or in some groups.
Which is great. Is she based in Vancouver as well?
She is based in Vancouver. And we were talking about manifesting
mm-hmm.
earlier. So when I was putting this event together, I was thinking, sexy. Okay, I've got the healthy hormone doctor talking about sexy, healthy hormones. I've got the sexual energy person with Kim. I need that other person. So I just typed into the computer and kind of did some Google searching. I thought, bombshell coach. I want a bombshell coach. And Danielle's site came up. I called her up and we started talking, and yeah, she can come and talk. And she goes, by the way, how did you find me? And I said, well, I just Googled bombshell Vancouver and you came up. She goes, that's really interesting. I only started to put myself back out there after having some babies. And so this is incredible. I just put the intention out that I wanted to start up my work again.
Wow.
And I found her. So the power of intention is amazing.
It's really powerful. And that's a win-win intention, too, because you put it out there because you're looking for bombshell. She put it out there because she wants to reach and speak to lots of people. And 400 or 500 people is a great deal of people. That's a really good manifestation on both ends. So
it worked out well for both of us.
Very much so. You also mentioned in regards to the hormones. Tell me a little bit about that in regards to, so we've got Kim, who's worth more the energy and how to have a good sex life, whether it's with or without a partner. We've got the inner bombshell. And then we've got a hormonal expert. Tell me a little bit about her.
Dr. Anita Tanis is a medical doctor that works on the North Shore, but she's also gone more the alternative route.
You mentioned acupuncture, which I thought was really neat for a Western-trained doctor to also be doing acupuncture, but really cool at the same time.
Isn't that lovely that you could mm-hmm. have a medical doctor that looks at alternatives as well? And so when I was speaking with Dr. Anita Tanis, what I wanted was not someone to say, you're all out of whack and you're not feeling sexy and you don't want to have sex and you're feeling really tired, so here, take these pills, take these drugs. Anita, I wanted someone else that said, let's take a look at the body. Let's see what's going on, the mind, the body, your nutrients, what exercise you're getting, what's your environmental factors. And Anita is able to talk to all those points.
Wow.
And she really seems to work with her clients on a one-to-one basis and gives them time to talk, and she can listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for those key words. What's really going on? Is it nutrients? Do you need some bioidentical hormones?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need some vitamin B? Do you need some herbs? Do you need some acupuncture? Do you need some exercise? Do you need a weekend away?
Mm-hmm. And it's neat because all those things come into play. And as I'm thinking about this, this actually feeds right into the whole healthy component, where not just in terms of the hormones, but every bit there. Because in terms of your sexuality, even with if the energy is blocked in some way, shape, or form, it's really hard to connect with both yourself as well as with somebody else. And you and I were talking about this in our pre-show chat. That was a tongue twister if I ever did say one. What I was going to say in regards to that is just that sometimes I've lost my train of thought.
We were talking about healthy.
Thank you. In regards to healthy, sometimes if there's things going on where it can actually block itself and manifest in terms of in your body, which can cause pain.
Absolutely. One of the things Anita talks about is adrenal fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced that personally. I had a doctor who decided to go more the alternative route, and we did some testing, some hormone testing, some other testing, and it came back that my hormones are fine, but my adrenal gland was so suppressed, he couldn't even figure out how I was functioning.
Wow.
While I was functioning on caffeine and sugar and nighttime exercising and trying to figure out why I was not being able to wake up in the morning.
And not being able to go to sleep at night.
Yeah. So, the healthy. If your adrenal gland is not working, how are you going to function, and how are you going to feel sexy and or healthy?
Mm-hmm. And of course, if that's affecting you, it's also going to affect your partner as well, which is why it's really important, ladies. We need to check in with ourselves, guys. If you're listening to this show tonight, I want you to check in with yourself as well and encourage women in your life to actually go and take care of themselves. And not doing it in a bullying way, but just encouraging them that it would be a really great opportunity for them to go to an event like Sexy Healthy Wealthy Women. So then that way you can actually connect with other women, which can inspire especially the energy, just the estrogen in that room for like 400 or 500 women. That's huge.
It's going to be powerful.
Very powerful, which I think is great. So let's talk a little bit more in regards to healthy. So we've got the hormonal coach and doctor.
The doctor, yeah. Actually, I wanted to say one other thing about Anita. In our discussions, one mm-hmm. thing that she said is she's actually starting to see a lot of men, which I think is amazing because men have hormones too.
Mm-hmm. They do. Actually, Dr. John Gray actually just wrote a book, Men, Mars on Fire, Venus on Ice. And he's actually created he's produced, I'm not sure if he created himself, his own line actually of supplements. Actually, I actually saw that in the window of a health food store the other day when I walked past. It's like, because just about how important it is, and just really, we've got really, really high levels of stress hormones right now, just in general as a species. And I want to say cortisol, and I'm not sure if I'm, am I pronouncing that right?
I think you are.
And which is what is supposed to be produced. That should be what happens when you're trying to save your kids, where you see them being run over by a car and you have to lift that car up and actually get your kid out from there. That's the stuff that's supposed to be saved for special occasions. But sometimes in our world, because we are so plugged in, like our social media, our Twitter, our Facebook, all that stuff, sometimes it's really hard for us to shut off and just decompress. I was just amazed about that, which is why I think it's so important that there is this work that she's doing, and that men are being addressed with this too. It's important that they're going to go see her.
It's very important. Another person, if you'd like to learn more about this kind of stuff, is Dr. Christiane Northrup. She's quite a well-known author and a medical doctor from the United States, but she talks a lot about mind-body connection. Mm. But she has some really incredible books out there, Wisdom of Menopause and Women's Bodies and Women's Wisdom. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide to connect all of them together? Like, I love how you Googled and bombshell and came up with Danielle. But how did you find the other pieces?
I think my power of intention and manifestation was working out really, really well. I've had the event in mind for about 3 months, but I couldn't really put it together because of my sticky point was, where am I going to hold it? And the places I was looking were booked. They weren't available for the date that I needed to do this event on. And one day, I think 6 weeks ago, I decided to phone the Centennial Theater and just see if they had a cancellation by any chance. And they had just had a cancellation for this particular date because one of my speakers, Kate Northrup, that was the date that she could come speak. And so that was on a Tuesday morning, and by Tuesday afternoon I had two speakers, and by Wednesday I had another one, and by Friday I had everybody. And it was just simply my intention, sexy, I need somebody for this, healthy, I need someone for this, and wealthy, okay, I've got that.
Wow.
And it came together, and people were coming to me. So I put the intention out there. One contact led to another contact, and by being open to how it would show up, it came together.
You're an amazing, 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 amazing woman. What would you advise for someone who maybe has not done a lot of work in doing intention work? What would you recommend in terms of for someone for starting and doing? Because you're very powerful at manifesting.
Thank you. I started many years ago in the 80s with a book called Creative Visualization by Shakli Gayuan, I think is the name.
I remember. I could never pronounce that name.
No. It was the most powerful book for me. And what she does is she leads you through meditations, little short ones, first of all. And what you do is you create things. And so that was my first book. That sort of led me on the way. And then I started doing vision boards, and that's simply taking a whole bunch of magazines, and I always set myself a short time limit, maybe 3-4 minutes.
Really?
And I go through them, and I just start taking out pictures and words that I gravitate at that particular moment. And so I get those words, and then I give myself maybe 10 minutes to put them down on a piece of paper, because that is where my mind is really at. I'm not putting a lot of thought into it any longer. It's really coming through what my desires are at that moment. And so that's a great way to do that. Another fabulous author I think is amazing that, again, years ago, 25 years ago I was introduced to, is Louise L. Hay.
Mm.
Louise Hay has a wonderful book out. It's called The Little Blue Book, and it has... Yeah, it's a teeny-weeny little book, and she has larger books with the same information in there, but it has affirmations in there, and that's where I learned to see about physical pain and tying it into mental thoughts. And she gives you the mental thought, the pain, and then an alternative. And so I started practicing with those. So... We were talking about we were talking a little about affirmations and thought processes and stiff necks, because that's been always my my ailment. And I know this one off by heart: stiff, unbending bullheadedness. And when my neck is so stiff I can't move it and I need to go to the chiropractor, I realize that there is something I am holding on to so tightly, some thought and something that I just cannot let go of, and it seizes up my whole neck. When I identify that and I go, okay, I'm going to do creative visualization, put that thing in a pink bubble and watch it float off, usually by the next day my neck is much, much better. So a combination of those couple authors can start you down on that path of becoming aware of how you, what you think about comes about.
That's incredible. And there's definitely a lot of practice that goes into that. So because you're mentioning that you do the practice sessions right from the beginning in terms of the creative visualization. So in other words, listeners out there, start today and keep working and keep persisting. And as you get stronger, you can really manifest some really great things in life.
The one key, I think, to it is, though, don't put your limits on it. When you, when I wanted to become a flight attendant in the 1980s, that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only way you could do that in Canada at the time was to be able to speak French. And I had every other qualifications but French. So I, you know, paid money to learn French, and I went for the interviews, and they went, well, you meet everything else, but your French isn't very good. Well, I held my intention that I wanted to be a flight attendant, and it came up one day that someone came up to me, my coworker, and said, here, I'm taking your shift. You're going to this meeting. They're looking for flight attendants for an overseas contract. And I went to it, and I became a flight attendant in Saudi Arabia. Who would have ever thought that I'd be flying on the most beautiful planes in the Middle East in the 80s? And so I became a flight attendant, but I didn't limit it to how and where it was going to be.
Hmm. And I think maybe that's the issue, because even if you look at it in terms of relational, sometimes people are like, I want somebody, they've got to be blonde hair, blue eye, they've got to be 6'10", or actually that would be very tall, but whatever it is. And sometimes you almost miss out. And I know for myself, in terms of, I'm very lucky with my partner, who, as he keeps joking, which I was telling you in our pre-show chat, that I finally relented in regards to our relationship, because one of the sticky points for me was the fact that he's a smoker. And on my criteria list, that was a deal breaker, where I'm never, ever going to deal with a smoker. And what I found is, since we've been together, he's been able to cut down a lot of his smoking, because in terms of the reason why he was smoking, be able to reduce. But, and so people do change. And so in terms of being open with things, I could have let love slide by if I hadn't been open. Actually, I'll be honest about it, if he hadn't, basically, if I hadn't done some personal work, but as well as that, is if he hadn't been persistent and, you know, just knowing that things would probably work at some point someday with me. I'm very lucky.
That's great. Actually, similar story. I did some personal work. And did some personal work around the word love, and also my expectations. Again, I was wanting desperately a boyfriend, desperately, or a real relationship. And once I let go of the desperation and became comfortable with myself, and then started to look at the qualities I wanted in a person, because looks come and go.
Yes.
But their qualities and their values that this person holds stay for a long time. And then I let go of my last thing that I put on there, was I wanted a man that didn't have children, because I didn't have children. And I let go of that one too. And now the man I'm with has a child, a teenager, and he is amazing. I love him. And he comes, visits with us, and we are a family, and I love it. Had I not opened up to that, I wouldn't have the man in my life, and I wouldn't have this child in my life. So I'm grateful for the work I did and the coach I had.
I think it's so important to find the right coach, which I know for myself, Mark O'Danilus, with the Amazing Women's Weekends, I was mentioning pre-show, I huge fan. Kim Anamnes, who is an amazing coach as well. And you were mentioning that you've had some really great coaching experiences,
I
too.
I have. Her name is Lisa Windsor. And, yeah, you know, my life seems to be a lot of coincidences, how things just happen. But what I've learned is go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the flow. When the traffic light is red and the traffic's all backed up, put in something into the car and listen to it and just go, okay, I don't know why, but I'm here. Go with the flow.
Even tonight, you being on the show, it's been a manifestation too. I had, for those listeners out there, I do a lot of work in the downtown east side, and it was really neat, a very synchronistic meetup tonight where I had Monica, who does PR, actually came out for a site visit to come take a look at the project I work on the downtown east side. And when she showed up, I asked her about someone she used to represent, if they might be available, because my guest had canceled for tonight. And she said, no, but that conference I was telling you about, the Sexy, Healthy, Wealthy Women, perhaps I can talk to Helena and maybe she might be interested. And it was a really great fit because you were looking to see at the time about connecting with some people to see if some people who may not be able to go.
Some people that maybe couldn't afford to go to the event. I was actually, today's purpose was to connect with people that couldn't afford to go to the event and hand out tickets. And so today I got to connect and hand out some tickets to some women that could not afford to go. And in my heart, I know that the message, the information from the event is going to be really powerful for them.
I think so, too. And I think it's really lovely, too, because even for some of the women that we work with in the downtown east side, even getting out of the east side is huge, but especially for something that's so many different experts in so many different ways. I think it's going to be pretty amazing. And just being in a room full of so many women. In regards to hormones, I know Dr. John Gray in his work always talks about it's really important for women to connect together in terms of having oxytocin in their bodies. And sometimes it's why group fitness works better for women, where they're able to have opportunities to connect. And then that way they can be together, because that actually helps them. And I think it comes back to those days back when we were a long time ago, where men would be really silent because they had to go and kill the game back in the caveman era. Whereas women, we have the children, we'd be gathering, managing our caves, basically. And we'd be in groups where we'd be chattering away to each other because, A, we need to keep our children safe. So then that way animals would hear and they'd actually scurry away. So we could actually gather the firewood, anything that we needed, any grains, etc. And also mind the children and collaborate together in terms of making meals for our village. So it's really interesting where women, I think because of our roots, it's so important for us. And it's interesting on a cellular level that we do need to connect, because it's actually better for us on a hormonal level.
I truly believe that we exchange something when we connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're in a group, a large group, that all have the same intention to listen to information and open,
mm-hmm.
I think actually we get healthier.
We do. We do. There's actually some cell therapy as well that I know the Women's Health Clinic at 25th and Oak, they were speaking about that actually at the Every Woman conference a few weeks ago. And just how important it is where when you're around healthy people that your cells tend to replicate healthier cells.
Actually, one of my sponsors is the West Coast Women's Clinic.
Really?
Yeah, and they were at that conference as well. And
I think Belle actually spoke. That's the one I was...
Yeah, Belle's... Yeah, they're a phenomenal, mm-hmm. Business and operation and clinic, and truly another place where women can go and be heard. Mm. And a doctor is going to listen, and there's going to be alternatives given to you before the drug is going to be given to you.
That's really important to explore the opportunities before it's drug necessarily. And I think in our Western society, that's a really important message to keep letting people know that there's other things. At the beginning of this show, in our pre-show chat, you were mentioning about one of your first jobs was working at a health food store, and just how that's really, really changed a lot of things and helped you shape just where you are today.
It was, my mom came home one day. I graduated from high school. She goes, I got you a job. I'm like, where? She goes, said, in a health food store. I'm like, I know nothing about health food. She goes, don't worry, they'll teach you. So I went to go work there, and they went, here are the books, start reading. But I had a great opportunity, great teachers there, and lots of opportunity to meet people that were looking for information mm-hmm. and were open to exploring different options, whether it be nutrients, herbs, or other healing techniques. And so that exposed me to alternatives. Mm-hmm. It was great. I went back to work for them for years afterwards. I loved the energy that was in that environment. It was called Grandma's Gardens.
That's great. Grandma's Gardens.
Yeah.
Are they still around?
No, they were in Park Royal, in the original Park Royal in West Vancouver. Yeah. Yeah. I'm old. No, I'm not that old. No, they were around for a long, long time. And actually, the lady who worked in the store with me, she was really old, but she was vibrant and had so much energy, and her skin radiated. Mm. And I wanted to be just like her in the sense of radiating that glow. And it was a combination of everything we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Sexy, healthy, wealthy.
Yeah, wealthy in the abundance and wealthy in money and wealthy in health and wealthy in friendships.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a big key thing in regards to the wealthy component, where sometimes we think of it as just money. And so I think sometimes... And many of us tend to shut off the abundance factor because we see wealth as a bad thing, as opposed to just a chain of energy to actually produce and create things that we want.
Absolutely. Our speaker, Kate Northrup, she's going to talk about women and wealth, and she's going to talk about the limiting beliefs that women have around money and wealth, and she's going to talk about some different thoughts for us to perhaps be open to and take away.
I'm intrigued. Different thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I've met her a couple times, and her family, her mom, Dr. Christiane Northrup, and her aunt and so forth, they're a phenomenal family.
Hmm.
And she's a great presenter. She has a lot of energy, and she's young. She's about 30-ish, and she graduated from university financially free through a business that she started. So I'm quite intrigued by her and what she was able to create and sustain.
What kind of business is it, if you don't mind my asking?
Sure. It was a network marketing business through a partner. Her partner company is USANA Health Sciences. And Dr. Northrup recommends some of their products, or many of their products, and I have to tell you, I tried their products. I was telling you earlier mm-hmm. about the cantaloupe-sized fibroid that was in my stomach 4 years ago, and the damage it did to my health, and the nutrients changed my life. But I knew that nutrients could change my life if I was also doing many other things. But Kate is amazing. She is open to the universe, possibilities, and she is truly abundant mm-hmm. in every sense of the word.
And I think it's interesting that you mentioned in regards to the nutrients, that it's not just the nutrients you can't. It's like changing your diet, where it's not just changing what you eat. You actually have to go and look at what's actually going on in your life. Like, what are your stressors? Are you exercising? All those things. What time are you exercising? All those things make such a huge difference. What is your thoughts in regards to sex? It starts with your thoughts. And if the thoughts aren't healthy, even if you're eating really, really well, it's not going to be good. You need a nice, happy balance of all of that for the sexy, healthy, wealthy.
That's true. It's a balance.
Mm-hmm. Which I think sometimes we struggle with that in this day and age still. So I think it's interesting that the original demographic goes 35 to 50, but it's expanded to 30 to 60, which as you said, there's women who are 60 who are just like, hey, I'm still alive and I still want to, I've got gusto and I want to live. I want to thrive. And then we've got our 30s who are stressed and want to have better quality lives and are, you know, freaking out a little bit sometimes because it's like, oh my goodness, I want to have kids, you know, but I want to do it all. And it makes me think about one of the things we've talked a lot, actually, before the show. But in regards to one of the things we talked about was equality. And sometimes I think we fight as women really, really, really hard to be equal as opposed to being the best we can be. And I think somehow we've got to figure out what the best is in terms of balance as well and why that's really important.
It's so true. The balance, I'm a Libra. The scales, I strive for balance. When I'm not in balance, I am not well. And we were talking about the equality, and I have a belief about needing and wanting to be equal to a man in his eyes, in the sense of seeing me as being successful and strong and knowledgeable and have exactly the same amount of money and possessions. And I'm finding that this is causing a lot of strife in my life. And so I'm working on letting go of that belief of needing to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a great person where I am.
Yeah.
I have this saying someone said to me, and it brings me so much peace. I am where I am, and it's okay.
It's important. I am what I am, and that's okay.
And I am where I am.
And I am where I am.
And it's okay.
And that's okay. It's important, because if we aren't accepting of where we are and we end up in denial of it, it's never going to change.
No, it's not. We need to start with being present where we are.
And if we're not, it's really hard. It's not fair to ourselves. It's not fair to our partners. And it's interesting because I call my partner, but I don't, it's funny. I've never actually thought of it as an equal thing.
Oh, that's interesting. Years ago when I had a counselor, because I was, I think, dealing with relationship stuff way back when too, she asked me to draw a picture of the relationship. And she goes, oh, this is very interesting. I drew the woman at the exact same height and dimensions as the man. And I said, it's very important to be equal. And what's interesting, I've manifested men that are exactly the same height as me, and I'm 5'10". It's really hard. I had a hard time wearing heels ever, because I was always taller, and so therefore never equal. And at least I can wear heels now. And my guy's 5'10" still, but I'm okay with it, and so is he.
Which I think is important, because if you think of heels as an acronym for basically being the best you are, where you can actually stand up and actually take up all the space you can, because sometimes I think about it as if you can't be taller than somebody else because you're having to shrink down. I'm going to paraphrase Nelson Mandela very badly, or Marianne Williamson, who actually wrote that speech. Who are we to be gorgeous, talented, fabulous, and wonderful? Who are we not to be? By letting our own light shine, we inspire others to do the same. So I think in terms of thinking above and beyond equal, where you are able to grow, so like a sunflower or a daisy that just keeps growing up, you can just shine and just reach up and just let that sun shine on you and inspire the other person to be that.
I love that saying. Thank you.
You're welcome. So for people who want to find out more about the conference, is there a website?
There is a website, and it is sexyhealthywealthywomen.com.
That's awesome. And hopefully we will have some people tweeting. So I'm not sure what the hashtag's going to be for the day yet, but hopefully we can have some tweets going on about that so we can inspire.
Maybe you can tweet the first one for me.
I just might be able to do that. So that would be really cool. So I'm just wondering I wonder if it should be SHWW, because you can only have 140 characters in a tweet, so it includes all your spaces, your punctuation, and stuff like that. So, or sexy, healthy, wealthy, which could be kind of be like, ooh, what's that? Which could be really fun.
Well, that's tomorrow's project.
I like that too, where you're able to say it can be for tomorrow because balance. So then that way today it gets to be completed where it doesn't have that list where it's like, oh, the racing list.
Yeah, the racing list when you go to bed at night and you're like, oh, I got to do this and this and this, this. No. Right now it's bedtime. I need to sleep. I want to sleep. I'm going to get a night's sleep.
Which is so important. Mm-hmm. If you could go back and say tomorrow, go in and change the curriculum for what they're teaching in the school systems now in terms of elementary and high schools, and see that change 20 years from now, what would you like to do?
I would love kids. I would have loved to have been taught confidence, self-confidence, feeling good about myself, and the mind thing, the thoughts, where how what you think about comes about, and focusing on the things you want and not the things that you don't want. Mm. It's the language that we grow up with, mm-hmm. can create our lives. So I would love to see that brought into the schools, what you think about, your words that you choose, the possibilities, allowing kids to create vision boards. Can you imagine kids creating vision boards? Well, they do kind of when they're drawing and sketching, don't they?
They do, and they are doing a little bit of that now. I know some of the schools that I've gone to do talks about people living in poverty, and sometimes they go and do talks in the school systems. And so some of them are doing more of that now, which is great, and I'm finding for sport. I know Lynn Kanuka, who's with SportMed BC, she's the walk-run coach for the Sun-Run training, and was an Olympian back in 84. She won the bronze for us for running. And she actually really encourages vision boards. And I know sometimes there's the really young kids that are doing the training for the Sun Run because they get to do, I think it's a 2.5 run for that. And just watching these little kids doing the vision boards, it's actually really exciting.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. So I guess my thought is actually coming true and I don't even know it.
And you are a manifester. In the biggest ways. I think it's lovely. What would you like to see for 20 years from now if, as we're doing more conferences, because I know this is your second one, and it's exciting with the sexy, healthy, wealthy women, what would you like to see 20 years from now in terms of by getting this information, getting these conversations flowing?
First of all, I'd like to see this information go out to many women and in lots of communities all over the province, all over the country, all over the world. Mm. I would really just love to see women come together and be able to talk, connect, get informed and be inspired, and it's have these groups of women, because then they can go out and they can inform other women and inspire other women and teach them alternatives. I really want people to see that there are possibilities.
And I hope the more they see the possibilities, the more they can grow and change and hopefully make life better, not just for women, but for men, mankind, and just change that, humankind.
That's it, the ripple effect. When you change yourself, you change the person beside you, and maybe the person that you smile to tomorrow just because. You know, it's amazing. You have no idea how that could change someone's life.
That's really true, and I haven't really thought about it that way, but you're right.
Yeah, so this information, there's a lot of information that's going to be given on this Sunday, the 29th, just in a couple days. Mm-hmm. And the ripple effect, I'm hoping, is just going to be phenomenal and long-lasting. And in 20 years, I hope the word alternative is not really like homeopathic and acupuncture and sexual energy and getting your energy moving is not going to be considered alternative.
So it's mainstream?
It's mainstream. I want it to be mainstream. I want herbs to be mainstream. I want creative visualization to be mainstream.
And what do we need to do to change that so it does become mainstream?
It could be one person at a time. It's one person, and you talk to your friend, you introduce them to a book, you introduce them to a poem, and it's just little bits here and there. Mm-hmm. But it can be really rapid. Information travels very fast nowadays.
That's true, especially with the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so, and especially Twitter. People tweet lots.
I have to learn how to tweet.
I might be able to help you with that or recommend a few people who are very good with that.
Perfect. Tomorrow.
Exactly. Tomorrow, tomorrow, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a great pleasure to have you. So, and it was an unexpected pleasure, which I'm very excited about. So.
Thank you for having me. And you've actually fulfilled one of my other dreams that I've had, which was speaking publicly. Because when I was a child, I used to stutter so terribly that I was so shy. And I've been really trying to practice to come out and speak to people.
Well, I think you've done a fantastic job. So congratulations on so many things. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Well, up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. And before I go, don't forget to check out sexyhealthywealthywomen.com and hopefully spread the word, share it on your Facebook status, tweet about it. And we've got one more thought.
One more thought is there's a discount code, the word wisdom. Call the ticket box office and mention the code word wisdom and get 10% off in your tickets.
I love that, wisdom. Thank you. Until next time. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR. Good night. And I am being technically challenged here.
Really, you did that lots of times, didn't you, Grant?
Actually, the one that I used a lot was Stink Finger.
And how did the guards react to that?
Well, that's the thing, is after a while, we were bringing so many bands up into Canada with these fake recording letters and all sorts of BS. We were getting to the point where we were coming up with the most ridiculously and possibly offensive band names. I can't remember if this was
at the Commodore Ballroom. You got there at 2 p.m. and stayed there right to when the gig started, right?
No, it wasn't 2 p.m. It was more like 6 or 7 p.m. But yeah, that was a trick that we had before we were actually promoting the concerts of Nirvana. When we really, really wanted to see them.
Actually, it might have been the Cramps that was the one you snuck into.
Oh, maybe it was the Cramps. But it was definitely before we were actually, you know, actually putting the concerts on. I realized that because maybe we had put on a couple of concerts, I realized that at soundcheck, the doors of the place are just open. You know, the venue is wide open. You can just walk in. You can see any band that you want. Sound checking anywhere, you just walk right in, everything's open, because no one expects any member of the public to enter. So
is it still like that now?
Yes. I mean, you could walk into the Commodore at 6 p.m. any night of the week and see whatever band is sound checking. And so anyway, go in, and we just sat at a table, myself and Dave, I guess it was for the Cramps, and this was pretty, you know, a while ago, and we just sat there, and we kind of sat hunched over like we were kind of junkies and sort of reading, and we just made ourselves look really, really bored, and we sat there through the whole sound check. Nobody said anything to us. The staff started, you know, putting out the candles and stuff on the tables, and the bartender started showing up, and still nobody asked us, and then we realized that they were opening the doors soon, and we just stayed there looking bored and kind of reading. And then the doors were open, and people started coming in, and then we just got up and started mingling with them, and that was it. We were in.
And in the case of the Cramps, you got their home address, and you included them on their mailing list, the smuggler's mailing list, and they got mad at you, right?
Yeah, they sent a postcard saying, please stop sending us the smuggler's newsletter.
And you thought it was interesting because the Cramps was the first band you ever saw that had an address that was and a half, right?
Yeah, I think so. And that was when they were living, they had moved to L.A. by that point.
Caller, did Grant answer your second question about the best gig ever? Is that what you were wondering?
No, yeah, he didn't get to that because you interrupted with a Nirvana. No offense.
Yeah,
to you,
the best live gig, you know, I'll tell you one of the biggest surprises that I ever had was I was never on the Arcade Fire train at all. Like, you know, I.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Walking alone at night can be scary!
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call SafeWalk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
Thank you.